Good morning, this is Leah and Jess with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, over 200 people have been rescued overnight in far north Queensland as heavy rainfall and flash flooding leave many stranded. The affected area, stretching from the Daintree to Ingham, is experiencing some of its worst flooding in decades. 9 people are currently still left stranded on the roof of a hospital in Wujil Wujil, while Cairns remains almost fully cut off by floodwaters.
The body of a 7-year-old boy has been found in Queensland after being reported missing on Saturday. He was last seen in Logan and was found by police divers within 15 hours of the report.
In national news, a mother and daughter have been victims of an alleged racist attack in Hobart. The pair were allegedly attacked through their open car door by a group of 3 people who hit them, yelled racist abuse, and attempted to remove their headscarves. One person has been charged with assault following the attack, and Tasmanian police say the investigation is ongoing.
New data released by the Australian Automobile Association records 2023 as the deadliest time to be driving on Australian roads in 5.5 years. The AAA recorded 1,253 road deaths, which is the highest it has been since 2018. The AAA says the Australian government is failing to make much-needed progress on road death toll data, which obscures identifying reasons and solutions for these deaths.
In international news, 3 people have been killed after a wall collapsed at a UNESCO World Heritage Site in Tunisia. A 30-metre section of the walls surrounding the old city of Kairouan collapsed while a team was carrying out restoration work, leaving 3 dead and 2 injured. The Holy City, founded in 670 AD, has been listed as a UNESCO World Heritage Site since 1988 and is a leading tourist attraction. The collapse could be linked to heavy rainfall recently experienced in the area.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It's currently 28 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 32 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band.
That's all for your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4000.